Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so AOC yesterday was advocating, remember, the liberation
of southern states. Yeah, we are occupied.
From GOP oppression. Yeah, okay, exactly. When you liberate someone, let's not pretend we don't understand what she's saying. Okay, let's not play that.
Sounds like she is inciting insurrection.
Yes, absolutely inciting insurrection. To do it yesterday, of all days, to have this out on your Twitter feed? How do you liberate? Liberate is the exact word our government used to describe what we did in Iraq. It was an invasion.
In Europe.
And in Europe. Yeah, absolutely. The liberation. By the Allies from the Nazis. That's what liberation is. Yes. We all know what it is. Let's not pretend. We're not going to play pretend games on this show. We know what she's saying. Let me play it for you again. And then let me tell you what she's proposing now.
That southern states are not red states. They are suppressed states. Which means the only way that our country is going to heal is through the actual liberation of southern states, the actual liberation of the poor, the actual liberation of working people from economic, social, and racial oppression. That's the only way.
All right, well, that's nice and all. She tacks that on the end. But she says liberate the southern states from GOP oppression. Well, we know what she means.
Let's make a quick little point here. So she's saying that the election of Republican representation in these southern states is not legitimate. She is denying the legitimacy of duly elected officials in the southern states.
Yes, and proposing to use liberation to fix it. We all know how that term is historically used.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if this was Trump Jr. or any sitting Republican in Congress.
Yeah.
Twitter. It would never end.
Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts would have already been canceled.
Oh, that'd just be the first step.
Yes,
you'd have the Republican leadership demanding that they resign immediately. There would probably be a motion that would go through at least the House to condemn, and there would be demands, and both sides would roundly criticize, but it's AOC, so I mean, the GOP leadership's got nothing to say. They're good, they're fine with it. Yeah, go ahead, liberate our states. That'd be good. Listen to these people, folks. Listen up good, because what she says is what they plan. And I've told you this about AOC for a long time. The one thing I really respect about her, Lee, her beef with the leadership is not about the direction of this party or what they want to do. They're all in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
AOC's shtick, and I've played you the audio in the past, is this. Socialism's been popular all over the world. So many countries have succumbed to it. They voted for it even. Why are we hiding what we want to do? Let's just tell the people. Let's not lie to them and try to sneak our way there. Let's just tell them. Let's sell it. It's a more honest approach. I appreciate it. Last thing I want is her to lose her Twitter account. I mean, like, the last thing. We might lose like a whole ratings point on this show.
I'm telling you, you know? There's a lot of audio that would
be quite terrible, useful. I'd be terribly upset. So, I mean, AOC, that's her beef with the leadership. She just wants to tell you what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then she wants to go do it, not hide and pretend and come up with, you know, pretend fake false flags and the pretend reasons to do things. Let's just tell them what we're going to do. Let's just go down there and liberate southern states from GOP control.
She's an honest communist.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. It's very helpful.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
She didn't come up with this stuff herself. She doesn't. This is what they say behind closed doors. Now this. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the crazy ex-girlfriend, revealed to Congress, I'm reading from the New York Post, so you know it's true. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez revealed that Congress is looking into creating an investigative commission to rein in the media in the wake of the U.S. Capitol siege. So she's not just proposing this and thinks it's a swell idea. I wonder if this would come before or after the liberation of the southern states.
No.
Not really sure. She didn't say. But so listen to how she puts it. Congress is looking into creating an investigative commission to rein in the media. Mm-hmm. By that, she means anyone telling the truth.
Yeah.
During a lengthy Instagram live on Tuesday evening, where she revealed she feared for her life during the siege.
Yeah, right.
The squad member accused the mainstream media of spewing disinformation ahead of the deadly riot in which five people died. Sorry, I didn't mean to read that. Three people died of medical problems. One woman was shot dead by Capitol Police, who was a protester. And as ABC reported, a Capitol Police officer succumbed to a medical condition. He did not die due to the violence. But whatever, that's what we're saying now. It's just one of the many lies. Anyway, she says, quote, there's absolutely a commission that's being discussed, but it seems to be more investigating in style rather than truth and reconciliation. I'll tell you what reconciliation is in a minute. You got to go into socialist history to know what that is.
Yeah.
I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is part of what is happening here. We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, she says, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false. So that's something that we're looking into. A couple of points here. Okay, what she's proposing is the creation of a Politburo.
Yes. The Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, the Ministry of Truth, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's, you know, whatever you want to call it, she's proposing the creation of that. All socialist, authoritarian, dictatorial states have them, and they put out what the talking points are. So she's proposing that. Now, listen to the language here, though, because this is interesting. She flat out uses the term mainstream media spewing disinformation. So she's not just, we're dead in the water. We're done. Our form of media is over, right? But she's not just talking about coming out after us. This is everybody. She's literally listing the mainstream media. That is curious to me. Normally when they do this, they'll list off, oh, Breitbart or, you know, the New York Post, the long list of media outlets that were the only ones to get the big stories of the last 4 years correct. That Russia collusion was a lie, in other words.
Right.
So it's usually those that are going to be silenced. She literally uses the term mainstream media here. So she's talking about CBS, NBC, ABC too. And I can see how this would go. Anything that's negative toward Democrats must disappear. Just like the walkaway page, probably the least violent place on the internet. You know, where Democrats give their testimony of why they walked away from the Democrat Party, like why they disappeared that first over the weekend during the purge. It's embarrassing. The Democrat Party's got to go. Now, she says this, there's absolutely a commission that's being discussed by, this is by Democrats in Congress, that should terrify you, but it seems to be more investigating in style rather than truth and reconciliation. Okay, what is a truth commission, a reconciliation commission in a socialist country? You want to do it, Lee, or shall I?
You go ahead. You're on a roll
okay.
here.
That's where you go back and look at what people said before you were in power, and it then becomes criminal. Or they're punished in some way. That's the reconciliation part. We have to fix you.
That's already going on now.
Oh, yeah. But they want to formalize it.
No. I realize that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was so disappointed to hear Steve Forbes yesterday come out on Fox News and say that companies should not hire former Trump administration officials. From Steve Forbes.
That's a purge. That's reconciliation right there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It is already underway. That if you in any way have aided and abetted Donald Trump during his administration or as a member of Congress during this whole thing, you are not going to be allowed to be hired by any Fortune 500 company or Forbes list company. That's what they're talking about already. These are so-called Republicans saying this.
You want to know why this is going on, folks? This should honestly make you happy, okay? Again, math. The most votes any Republican had ever gotten in 2016 was 60 million votes by Donald J. Trump. He got 75 million real votes, the real kind. That is a growth of 15 million in 4 years. See the rate there, Lee? See the problem with the rate there?
Just a little math. Even on Common Core math, you can figure that out.
A rate That's a steamroller. What if he had two more? See what happens? What if he had two more? And people got to look at the Democrats doing this remaking of the country that they promised. Not my words, Chuck Schumer's. Where every institution is completely altered to an unrecognizable form, from the Supreme Court to the Senate. What if they get a look at that? And that rate of growth on the Trump side, for Trump-style populism, what if that rate of growth continued and they got a look at what the Democrats were doing? Mathematically, that doesn't work for them. And that's why all this is happening right now. It's also happening because since the Capitol situation, Trump's approval rating jumped up from 47 to 48 and then from 48 to 49. That's up, not down, up. Barack Obama's average for his entire presidency was 48. They see the internal polling. That's why you're not seeing any polling right now. They want you. I heard it repeated multiple times on Fox News this morning. It's over. Trump's over. The Republican Party might be up. Don't even think about it anymore. It's over. Give up. You're alone. No one thinks like you. No, the problem is, a lot of people think like you. They don't want you to know how many. And if you could see them in the streets peacefully protesting, the only right way to do it, you might get an idea. You're not alone. You might feel empowered. You might bop on over to Brandon Straka's site or what's left of it and leave and walk away from the Democrat Party too. So what do we got to do? We got to pressure AIG like they just did. Take Kurt Schilling's insurance. You know, the baseball star? Take his insurance because his social media profile is wrong. Oh, you wouldn't want anyone to know you're part of the 75 million. You might lose your insurance. You can't buy a car. You don't have insurance. You can't run a business. You better change that social media profile. Like, can you believe the PR department took away Kurt Schilling's insurance at AIG because his social media profile was wrong? They're at war because we are growing and we are winning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Benghazi, Russia collusion. Stories that turned out to be utter, complete, total lies and fabrications. Is this whole Capitol attack story going that same direction? The impeachment yesterday, and I thought they should have just gone ahead and impeached him a third time. Ms. Zenikache, the only president to be impeached three times since, you know, I mean, somebody might be impeached two times. You go ahead and do three. I mean, like, maybe even four. I don't know. It was so absurd. By the way, did you see what Trump did during the impeachment? He blew it off. While they were impeaching him, he was awarding the Medal of Arts to Toby Keith and Ricky Skaggs at the White House ceremony. He didn't care. He's just like, whatever. Been here, done that. Yawn. But I want to get back to John Solomon, one of the few reporters on the Hill. He actually used to work for The Hill. To get the entire Russia collusion story correct. That's why he has all the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them, CNN, they got it dead wrong. Biggest story the last 4 years, dead wrong. The Biden story. Hunter Biden's under federal investigation. They said that was Russian disinformation. So was the laptop. Nope, lie. Got it wrong. They'd be clowning themselves. So what does the one reporter on the Hill, the one, quote, mainstream media reporter on the Hill, have to say about the Capitol attack, given his record of accuracy in the face of glaring inaccuracy by all of his peers? He said they shouldn't have impeached yesterday. Not his political opinion. Because that Capitol attack was pre-planned. What? Yup. Now, what was the basis of the impeachment? Trump, on the spot, incited a crowd, and they went running into the Capitol because of his incitement to violence. Well, that can't be true if it was pre-planned now, can it? The entire foundation of the impeachment falls apart. And that's exactly what he said is happening. Here's John Solomon yesterday.
One of the reasons why lawmakers are so concerned that this was sort of a drive-by impeachment, a one day, couple hours, and impeach the president, there is some significant evidence beginning to emerge of three things. One, that the Capitol Police, the NYPD, the FBI, all had prior warning that there was going to be an attack on the Capitol. They knew some of the people. It was serious enough to warn the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Now, that has several repercussions. One is, how did the leaders of Congress react to this intel? Did it get to them? Did Nancy Pelosi know? Secondly, if this was a planned attack, you can't be the president of the United States being accused of inciting a spontaneous attack when it was planned days before.
Right.
And so I think both from an impeachment perspective and from a factual security perspective, we're learning things, and we shouldn't be in the posture of making final assignments of blame until we know what the facts are.
He is the second mainstream media reporter to make this, to contend this. The first was Catherine Herridge. I played it yesterday of CBS. The timeline doesn't add up. It's off by an hour and 16 minutes. Trump was still speaking 45 minutes away on foot when the crowd arrived at 12:40. He would not finish speaking till 1:11. It doesn't add up. They are not the same crowd. This whole impeachment was a lie. But listen to what reporter John Solomon says is coming about these Capitol attacks. Now, listen to what's happened here. Here's the story we had yesterday, and this just triggered my little reporter antenna. Two Capitol officers suspended for taking selfies or wearing MAGA hats, swapping MAGA hats with the so-called rioters. See the video of that? They're laughing and having a good time, palling around with the police, the Capitol Police. That sound like a riot to you? Doesn't look like a riot. Doesn't look like anybody thought anybody who was there shouldn't be there. It was weird. And I asked the question, do these Trump supporters inside the Capitol know they weren't supposed to be there? Because when police act like that, what? So there's that, right? The fact that the timeline doesn't match. I don't dispute Trump supporters were inside the Capitol. I mean, that is absolutely indisputable. There were a lot of them. I'm not disputing that. I'm just asking questions. And so is John Solomon.
Another thing that we're hearing, and Congressman Clyburn of South Carolina, one of the most respected Democrats in the House, first raised this. I'm hearing there's significant evidence of this. It's part of this planning, this private plan, was helping people on the inside, helping them to learn the Capitol, to have maps of the Capitol, to know how to get around in the Capitol. This was a planned attack if this information bears out, as what the federal law enforcement is saying. The FBI is saying this now. Mm. The U.S. attorney in Washington says he's bringing a conspiracy case. As you know, you can only bring a conspiracy case if there was planning.
Yes.
You can't have a conspiracy in a spontaneous moment. So these are really big revelations, and I think this story, the Capitol siege story, will go the route of some things we've heard in the past. We once before were sold a story that there was a spontaneous attack. It occurred in Benghazi.
Right.
Susan Rice, about to go back into the Joe Biden administration, told us it was a spontaneous attack spurred by an anti-Muslim video.
Right.
It was a terror attack carried out by an Al-Qaeda affiliate, planned weeks in advance. That was a final intelligence assessment. The Russia story.
Yes.
Told there was collusion. Then we found out everybody knew there was no collusion and it was a bogus thing, but they went with it anyways. I think this story has the potential to boomerang around in a very different ending than what the American people were presented today.
Oh, that's exactly where it's going. By the way, Solomon has filed a Freedom of Information Act request to see why a dozen more Capitol Police officers are being investigated. They won't give it to him. They won't tell him. Should be public information. You know why? It might embarrass the officers. I'm sorry, FOIA law doesn't work like that. It doesn't say if it embarrasses the officers, you can't have it. Keep your eye on this one, folks. It's going to go the way of Benghazi and Russia collusion. Just wait. The only question is, how long is it going to take?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is Congressmember Jeff Duncan, who, if the congressional thing doesn't work out, may be able to get a great job as an opinion editorial writer. He's been on fire the last couple of days. I want to read some of Jeff's words here because they're just so good. I'm glued to his Facebook page. He says, the double standards Democrats operate under are glaring, but the willful ignorance of the MSM is to not report on these double standards might be even worse. Democrats can object to electors from certain states in 2001, 2005, and 2017, but Republicans can't. Democrats can participate in constitutionally prescribed processes like objecting to electors, but Republicans can't. Republicans like myself, who objected to electors in 2021, are seditious and treasonous, but Democrat Whip Jim Clyburn and Democrat Committee Chairs McGovern, Pallone, and Waters can't? Aren't. And you continue from there. Representative Jeff Duncan, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for reading my words. Yeah, there's a huge double standard in Washington. It's been there all along, but now it's just so glaring with what they are saying about Republicans, and both in the impeachment that we saw yesterday of the president, but also during the objection to the Electoral College. You know, no one was trying to overturn the election, although we could obviously say there was so much malfeasance out there that we need to look at every angle and see if this election was actually stolen or not. I think there need to be huge investigations by both congressional leaders and in the states what happened during this election. The Democrats have leveraged the pandemic, economic pain on Main Street, and then riots and violence to their advantage all summer and all fall to change the election laws unilaterally. My biggest contention, Tara, in all of this is that we saw unelected bureaucrats. These were clerks of court. These were election officials. These were secretaries of state and even the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. We saw them arbitrarily change the election rules and laws and how they manage the election, whether it was saying, oh, you don't need a photo ID if you're a first-time registration. Well, the law says that you do. Oh, the law says ballots have to be in by 8 o'clock on election day, but we're going to allow you to have until Friday of that week. That's not what the law says. You can't arbitrarily change that. And so all those votes that came in because of those changes, to me, should be invalid, because the Constitution of the United States is clear when it says that the state legislatures themselves determine the manner of how elections in those states are held. The legislatures, not an unelected county clerk, not a Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, but the General Assembly has to make law, and they have made laws. But because of a pandemic, all of a sudden, those laws were set aside and usurped too many times. And we really need to look at it. I think the states need to step up and really work on shoring up their election law and firming up the fact that the law is the law, period. Nobody can change it.
We're speaking to Representative Jeff Duncan. Jeff, you wrote on your Facebook page, Nancy Pelosi, who's a Democrat, can tweet in 2017, quote, our election was hijacked, unquote, but Republican tweets on legitimate election integrity concerns are censored.
Yeah, the whole censorship is crazy. I think you read some of my Facebook post about big tech the other day. And there's a neat article right now on Fox News where Jack Dorsey talks about and acknowledges some of the concern that's out there about what big tech is doing with censorship. He acknowledges that maybe they've gone too far, maybe they're too powerful, and they set a dangerous precedent. This is Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. You know, here's the thing. Why can Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela have a Twitter page, but Donald Trump can't? Why can the Ayatollah in Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, who has talked about annihilating not only the great state in the United States, but the little state in Israel, and have done that on their Twitter feed, how can he have a Twitter feed, but Donald Trump can't, or other conservatives can't? That is American censorship. And we just need to wake up to it. I think we need to revoke the 230 protections that they have and really investigate whether they are monopolistic.
That's going to be hard now, though, to revoke those 230 protections now that Democrats are in control. And the Biden administration seems to be literally merging with Facebook, Google, and Twitter, because the executives from those places are moving over into the Biden administration. Heck, they're even funding, those big tech companies are funding the inauguration. So, I mean, is there any hope we can stop them, Representative Duncan?
You know, we're gonna fight them at every turn, and we're gonna raise awareness. You know, America voted to keep Nancy Pelosi in the speaker's chair by not giving us a governing majority. We saw what happened in Georgia. Unbelievable that now the Senate is divided, and Kamala Harris will be the deciding vote over in the Senate. So that basically puts all the power in the hands of the Democrats, and we're gonna suffer for at least the next 2 years in America. I hope Americans wake up and see how oppressive this government is, and how far-reaching they will with their taxation regulation and anti-liberty legislation, regulation, other things. And they're really going to try to control you from the cradle to the grave. And that is their goal. They're going to redistribute the wealth to give it to folks that, you know, aren't productive. And we're just going to have a very painful 2 years, I believe, at least in this country, until we can get a governing majority in the House and stop some of the stuff that passes Congress.
Representative Jeff Duncan, my jaw dropped this morning when I read this in the New York Post. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez revealed that Congress is looking into creating an investigative commission to rein in the media in the wake of the U.S. Capitol siege. What do you know about that? It sounds like it's not just her. It's Congress is going to create this. And she says they're going to rein in the media so you can't just spew disinformation, misinformation. Can you comment on that?
Well, that's the first I've heard of it, but it doesn't surprise me at
all.
That's
New York Post.
You know, they want to go back to the Fairness Doctrine. They really want to, you know, allow the liberal media to compete with the conservative media and really tamp down the conservative media in this country. You know, they created a whole climate change committee. They'll probably create a committee on the media here and really try to continue silencing the conservative voice out there to put people like Tara Sevesius or Rush Limbaugh out of business.
It's bad. And then, incredible to watch for the American people yesterday, Jeff Duncan, and I know you voted against impeachment. For Trump supposedly, exhorting people to violence at the Capitol. You put some of these in your piece that you wrote, you put some of these quotes from the left at Kamala Harris, not only fundraising to get violent protesters out of jail and back on the streets so they can protest again. She said they're not going to let up, and they should not. Tim Kaine, fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight on the streets. Ayanna Pressley, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. So they literally impeached Trump yesterday for what they did, which was to exhort and egg on and even raise money for violence.
We have seen them support the violent riots all across the country all summer. At least they've been silent, or as I put there in the email, they have supported that violence and actually encouraged it. Their rhetoric is a lot more insightful and vitriol than anything Donald Trump said on January the 6th. And so, but we're going to call them out on it. It's a double standard. And Matt Gaetz did a great job pointing that out on the floor yesterday during the debate, that their rhetoric actually supported actual fires being lit, that when they tried to burn the courthouse in Milwaukee or Portland, when they tried to, they did burn down cities in Milwaukee and Kenosha and other places, and people lost their lives because of that. You know, the quotes are there, Terry. You've said it. Maxine Waters, has had terrible quotes about you can get out and create a crowd and you push back on them. You tell them we're not, that they're not welcome here. Please get up in the face of some Congress people. Cory Booker said, when they go low, we kick them. Eric Holder said that. One of the squad members said there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there are unrest in our lives. That was Ayanna Pressley. They're not going to let up, and nor should they. And that's what Kamala Harris said. So they have incited violence. They have got the violent people out of jail, as you said. Kamala Harris actually created a GoFundMe page and actually paid for the bail to get those violent protesters out of jail so they could go back on the streets. And it's alarming to me what they're able to get away with. Mainstream media won't report any of it.
Well, amen to that, Representative Jeff Duncan, and thank you for your vote yesterday and for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD. So you just heard Representative Jeff Duncan mention Matt Gaetz, Representative Matt Gaetz's floor speech. The Democrats try to boo him down at the end. They do not want you discussing their massive violence, which, by the way, Fox News finally acknowledged this morning for the first time. I mean, the scope of it. You've heard it from your humble host for a long time. Glad that Fox News has caught up to us weeks later. Here's the chyron. You really got to see this. I screenshotted it and I put it on my Facebook page so you could see it. This is according to the Major Cities Chiefs Association. The violence covers the period of May 25th through July 31st. Are you ready? The left's anti-police riots. Damage, $1 billion to $2 billion. Officers injured, 2,037. Deaths, at least 30. So Fox News has got two more deaths than I'm counting. Capitol riots, officers injured, more than 50. Deaths, well, they put it at 5. But again, 3 were actually protesters who succumbed to health issues, not violence. One was the woman who was shot, and the other one was the officer that ABC News is now reporting actually died because of a medical condition. So that's a real stretch, but okay, whatever. Matt Gaetz pointed that out on the floor in Congress, and it was glorious.
I denounce political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing. Or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Expired. There will be order in the House.
I yield back.
The gentleman from Ohio, do you wish to reserve your time?
Good God. Now, I thought, I recognize what this is. This is phase one, okay? This is phase one. Cannot have the 75 million in the streets protesting peacefully. Can't have that. People would see our numbers. That's what this is about. But this is a tactic. Phase two is coming. I predicted this on the Battleground podcast. I thought they'd wait a couple months. The glorification and the normalization of left-wing violence. But incredibly, they couldn't wait. They did it yesterday. The violence of 2020, the summer of 2020, the $1 to $2 billion worth of damage, the 2,037 officers injured and the 30 people killed, is cool. It's good. It's great. Sexy. We love it. Said who? CNN. Yesterday. Let me let you process that for a minute. I'm going to play it in the next segment. Good God, I thought they'd wait on the very day they're impeaching Trump for allegedly exhorting people to violence when he did not. But they did it. Cuomo and Don Lemon. No, it was good. It was great. It was justified. Oh, no, we love it. It's good. Why are they doing this? They want to make it so you are afraid ever to show your face in public in as part of a protest because you might lose your job. That's that is an incursion. That is insurrection. But they want to make it so that the left, if you come out to do so, can beat you down. And it'll be glorified and justified. That's what's coming. That's what this is about. It is a tactic. It is a normalization of violence by the left. And you're about to hear it come out of Don Lemon's mouth on CNN on yesterday of all days. It is astonishing. I will play it for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.